Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. And I just feel prompted to say, if you're battling something right now, especially an addiction or something you can't seem to stop, there is hope. I just want to let you know that today there is hope. You don't have to do this alone. The Lord is there for you. And I'm sure that there are other people who are willing to bear that burden with you as long as you let it out into the light. And I know that that's a really hard thing to do. It's excruciating, but it's worth it. And so I challenge you today to take that secret sin out from inside of you and let it out to somebody else who's safe and kind and will bear that burden with you. All right, we are finishing up Galatians chapter 3, verses 23 through 29 in the NIRV, the New International Reader's Version, and this is what it says. Before faith in Christ came, we were guarded by the law. We were locked up until this faith was made known. So the law was put in charge of us until Christ came. He came so that we might be made right with God by believing in Christ. But now faith in Christ has come, so the law is no longer in charge of us. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God by believing in Christ. This is because all of you who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ. You have put him on as if he were your clothes. There is no Jew or Gentile. There is no slave or free person. There is no male or female. That's because you are all one in Christ Jesus. You who belong to Christ are Abraham's seed, so you will receive what God has promised. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just thank you for the whole narrative of Scripture, this beautiful story starting from Genesis and ending in Revelation. And the story is of us, and the story obviously is of you and your power and your greatness. But really, it's a covenant story. It's a story of a promise. It's a story of a people, a rebellious people who broke so many covenants and broke the law so many times and disobeyed you so many times. And yet you, as the covenant-keeping God, had a plan in mind before the foundation of the world to remedy our sin problem. And so we are now grateful recipients of your grace because of what happened through Jesus Christ. And Lord, because of that, this scripture promises us that we are children of God. You have adopted us into your family. And as a parent who loves her kids, I understand now that you love us in the same way. You love your kids and we are your kids. And Lord, I know there's people out there listening today who had difficult parents. Maybe their mom abandoned them or their father was harsh. And so as they look to you as the eternal parent, as a child of God, it's very hard for them to not project those things onto you. Lord, I pray for a repair of that incomplete view of you or that broken view of you. I pray that today you begin to salve that wound and help us to see you not as our parents. And, you know, Lord, I know I've definitely been an imperfect parent for my kids. And so I pray that they would not see you through that lens of my imperfections, but that we would all begin to see how loving you are, how great you are, how powerful you are, how holy you are, and to live our lives in reaction to you and who you really are, not what we've conjured up in our minds. So Lord, set us free from what we have wrongly thought about you and teach us who you really are. Lord, in this time of busyness and difficulty and fear and worry and economic insecurity, we just have to run to you. Right now, I just give you my own stress and my own worries and I place them in your hands and I trust that you have my best in heart. And I know that best might not be what I think is my best. Lord, forgive us for kind of placing on you expectations for you to answer our prayers in the way we want you to answer. Help us instead to pray, your will be done, not mine. And that's a hard place to get to, Lord. And I want to get there. So please help me to get to that place. Lord, thank you for the last part of these verses, that there's neither Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. Lord, at the foot of your cross, we're all the same. There's no hierarchies there. We're all level at that level playing field. And so, Lord, help us to treat people that same way that, you know, if we give preferential treatment to people we appear as above us, or we disdain people who we appear think are below us, we are not acting like your disciples. We're all the same, and we all need to receive and send love to each other. And so help us to have that kind of mindset that the body of Christ is very It's varied and it's all people and all cultures. And that just makes me really excited to think about because I have so much to learn from other folks. So Lord, today we just give you our hearts. We give you our needs and help us to understand you as a good and loving parent, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast has been brought to you by Loved and Cherished and also Michelle Niedert, who is the CCA Clinical Director of Community Counseling Associates in the Dallas area. That office reaches people in Allen, Fairview, Lucas, and McKinney, Texas. And of course, there's telehealth available. And so if you are struggling with something, definitely give them a call. CommunityCounselingAssociates.com. And the call-in line for a counselor on call is 214-509-6888. That's in Central Time. Michelle is a master at a lot of things, particularly adolescent girls dealing with depression, anxiety, self-harm, eating disorders, and addiction. She's dealt with postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, and psychosis, and a lot of parenting issues and family conflict, divorce therapy, couples counseling. Basically, she has done everything to help the family become strengthened. So if this is something that is something you're struggling with and you need a personal recommendation, I would say definitely call my friend Michelle Niedert. And again, that's CommunityCounselingAssociates.com. And the phone number is 214-509-6888. And thanks again, Michelle, for sponsoring the Pray Every Day show. You're a blessing to me. And thank you to you who are listening because you are part of this movement of prayer around the world. And let's pray together that God would bring revival to our land.